We welcome our guest, PJ Martin. PJ, how are you?
I'm great. I'm great. How are you?
Just great.
Awesome.
PJ.
Yes.
Let's talk about your projects, because it seems like sometimes your project can spark a little controversy. From Emotions to Perfect Song, live from L.A., what kind of message were you trying to convey to your audience?
You know, I'm not sure that I'm thinking of a message I'm trying to convey when I'm creating. I'm just more so just being me and being creatively free. I guess there is, when I look back on it, there is a consistent message of love and freedom in the music. And, you know, I think that represents me. So I absolutely want to convey that to my audience.
Why does it seem like Christians have a problem when you say the word love?
I don't know. You know, I think it's been years and years of confusion and a lack of explanation and clarity in that issue. You know, although we do fall in love and we get married and we do all of these things, I think when you start to talk about it in song form, it becomes a problem. And that's been years and years of those fights.
Does it bother you that most Christians, if you say Luther Vandross, they can relate and they know, but if you say PJ Martin, they have a problem?
That definitely would bother me. because, you know, I'm a Christian who is who knows how to talk about love, because I know of a true love, you know, and a real love, because I know God's love first. So yeah, that definitely will bother me to not have a problem with the Luther love song, but a problem with a PJ Morton love song.
You describe your music, would you describe it as a feel-good type of music? You're trying to make people feel good about themselves?
Sure, feel good. I think music has a power, and it can change your mood. You know, it can change it from good to bad, from bad to good. And, you know, I like to think that me putting my heart into music in a pure way and in a way that is encouraging at the time, you know, I feel like that comes through the music when people listen to it. And as a result, you know, can make you feel good.
Our guest is PJ Martin. PJ, what's on the horizon?
Well, I'm working on a record that's coming out early next year, April 6th, called Walk Along. And I'm excited about it. It's me talking about more of the same, of course, always pushing the creative boundaries. I just added a bonus track to this record, and I'm excited about it. It's the first time me and my father collaborated together. And we redid Let Go, Let God. Of course, I wrote that for Dwayne Woods last year. And me and my father have a version that we do. So I'm excited about that. There's a lot of different styles on the record. And I just can't wait to give it to people next year, April 6th.
Speaking of Let Go, Let God, congratulations are in order for a stellar award. Congratulations.
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
Such a great song, such a powerful message, and such a powerful messenger bringing that song.
Sure.
Where were you when you wrote that song?
I was in a studio in Atlanta. And it's funny, you know, that Dwayne Woods went on to record it, and it did so well, and it touched so many people. It was initially, I wrote it, Minna Standard asked me to write a song for their album, and those are my friends, so I knew exactly what to write for them, and I penned that song for Minna Standard in Atlanta, and I sent it to them, and I was too late for the album, so Dwayne's manager hit me up, and I said, well, I have this song, and the rest was just history. It was just, you know, we changed history with that song, and it wasn't even intended for him, but I know that it was in God's plan for Dwayne to have that song.
You spoke of Minna Standard. You've also written for Darwin Hobbs. NDIRE. You've been on tour with Erykah Badu. NDIRE, let's talk about her. What type of person is she?